We're in the middle of discussing some of the halachos and some of the meaning behind our tefillos, specifically the Amidah and the Shemona Esrei. We discussed a couple of weeks ago that immediately afterwards, after a person recites the words Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, that it's necessary to immediately begin the Shemona Esrei, which is called being Sumakul Tefillah, without any interruption, without any hesitation between the bracha and the Shemona Esrei. The Gemara actually asks that we have a pasuk which we recite immediately before this, sandwiched in between the bracha and actual Shemona Esrei, of Hashem Sofosai Tiptoch V'yagiti L'secha, which is translated in the art scroll as My Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. And the Gemara explains that that's not considered to be a hafsik because that's considered tefillah richta. That's like an extension, or the beginning, if you will, of the Amidah, of the Shemona Esrei. In reality, we know, of course, this is not the Shemona Esrei, this is not the tefillah, as the Gemara says, kitfilah richta. It's like an extension, but it's not the tefillah itself. Which means that there must be some significance of this particular verse in order to put us in the proper mindset, in the proper frame of mind, before we stand and daven to Hashem. And I'd like to today discuss a little bit about that. First of all, we can open with the famous mashal, a story of a person that was standing in front of a melech, in front of a king, and the king gave him an opportunity of a lifetime. That opportunity was that whatever he wanted, the king would grant. And he stood in front of the king in this magnificent palace, and he said, "You have 30 seconds, speak now." And the man was just so overwhelmed by the beauty around him and the amazing ability to stand in front of the king that he couldn't speak. And the king said, "Come on, you only have 20 seconds. Couldn't speak. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, over." And he left. And the significance of this is that that's really how a person is supposed to feel when we daven. In some shuls, they have five words in front. Dolif nemiata omed. You have to know before whom you stand. We're not standing in front of a melech bas of adam. You're standing in front of melech malchim lochim, the king of kings. And in reality, if we truly appreciated and understood what that meant, you would be standing and you would not be able to say a word. And therefore, some explain that's the significance, that we say Hashem sofosai tiftach. We ourselves are unable to speak. We need Hashem to be able to help us, to give us the guidance, to be able to allow us to say something in front of the awesome king, the awesome king that he is. However, if we want to go a little bit more further and examine this pasuk, we see that this pasuk of Hashem Sofosai Tiftach really discusses the and teaches about the relationships a person should have bein adam l'makom, as well as bein adam l'chavera, relationship between man and God, and a man and his fellow friend. And how is this? First, we have to look at the pasuk itself. Where is it taken from? It's taken from Tehillim. More specifically, this pasuk is taken from the chapter, Kapitel Nun Aleph, chapter 51. And the second pasuk says, Bivo Elov Nosan Hanavi Kasher Ba El Bat Shava. Which is specifically this pasuk of Hashem Sofosai Tiftach, which is sandwiched in the middle of that paragraph, is discussing about how King David, about David HaMelech, he's doing some form of tshuva. He's asking Hashem for forgiveness, that he's repenting for the incident that he had with Bathsheba. And Rashi tells us on this pasuk, what does it mean, Hashem Sofosai Tiftach? What a person is supposed to think is Mocholi. Now, when a person says this, the beginning, even before we start the Shemona Esrei, we're asking Hashem for mechila, for forgiveness, for something that we've done. And perhaps, as the davening on purpose is set up, so that it's at three points of our day, the morning, the afternoon, the evening, unfortunately there's gaps in our day, that perhaps we had shortcomings. And because of this, we stand in front of Hashem, and we have to ask for mechila. We have to ask for forgiveness. Now, very often when a person hurts another individual, when you have a relationship, a close relationship, unfortunately there's a quarrel, a fight, sometimes you don't know what to say anymore. You don't know what to do. And because of this, you end up distancing yourself from this person. And you know, really the best thing you can ever do is to be able to go up to them and to clear the air and to be able to somehow rekindle the relationship that you once had. But it's very difficult because after all, you don't know what to say. The message of Hashem Sofos HaTivtach is that what it's come to teach us is that even though we do not know what to say, and that we need Hashem to open up our mouths to be able to help us find and articulate the words, what we're saying is, even though we've distanced ourselves from you, even though we've made mistakes, I want mechila. I want to do tshuva because I still want a relationship with you. And the upside of this is Hashem, of course, wants a relationship with us as well. Hashem loves our tefillos and wants a relationship with us. And therefore, what we're doing in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei is we're trying, although we do not have the words, we're trying to repair the hurt that we caused in our relationship between ourselves and Hashem. Although we don't know what to say, we say Hashem Sofos HaTivtach. And it's interesting that immediately after we say that pasuk, when we say the words, the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah, what is the thing that we do? We bow. It's one of the few times, one of the four times in the Shemoneh Esrei that we bow down. And the significance of what it means to bow down is that it shows humility. It shows a nivus. Because you acknowledge your shortcomings, you acknowledge that you've made mistakes. However, again, the message of Hashem Sofos HaTivtach, even though in fact it's not necessarily part of the Shemoneh Esrei, but hopefully it will give us the proper understanding that we, although have shortcomings, we hopefully will be able to do tshuva, we ask for mechila, for forgiveness, and that we still want a relationship with God.